You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee and Kayleigh McEnany both in the green room waiting for today's big, huge weekending episode. We've also got, Memorial Day weekend just in front of us. So, of course, we want to pay homage to those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. But we start with a bomb being dropped in Washington, D.C.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. As Brooke Singman from the Fox News headquarters wrote and is still at the top of the page on the Fox News homepage, Trump vows to uncover Russia probe roots with declassification call, quote, "We're exposing everything." Would have been a great day to get Lady Brooke on the show. Sorry we did not do that, but we'll reach out to her next time. I want to read you something. And there's going to be slight editing in what I tell you here. I'm going to kind of edit on the fly, but I want you to hear these words. A number of issues related to private notes and ill tempers, response by Obama loyalists, and a yet to be disclosed Inspector General's report on investigation that began before Donald Trump had come to office, all appear to be pieces of a story that are now dwarfing the evidence that was never produced in the Trump-Mueller-Russia probe. And what we're dealing with here, the accusation there, of course, was that votes were changed in Michigan and Wisconsin. So many Democrats and Republicans, in fact, asserted that there wasn't any evidence in the Russia collusion issue. It might be comical, if not annoying, to endure it as just an uninformed group of people that were continuing to argue otherwise, some of them continuing now. But very few have had interest in addressing a separate issue that demands attention. For while the Russians attempted mass chaos, buying, 1% of the same Facebook ads that both the Trump campaign and the Hillary campaign decided to buy, the much more serious scandal appears to have covered up criminal behavior, illicit manipulation of the FISA process, and an attempt to undo the quite serious results of an election. Is there anything more sacred to our representative republic? The scandal that goes mostly unmentioned began before the election and had even occurred, but appears to have continued well past the final results of election night, with one candidate, of course, winning 30 of 50 states and racking up a 300 plus to 220 something electoral college margin. That victory looks increasingly historic in light of what we are beginning to believe appears to be collusion of the then current administration with one campaign, not the president's, and in instance after instance attempting to push their thumb on the scale of the outcome. The Democrats' illicit partnership with the Obama Justice Department and what appears to be an increasingly corrupted leadership at the time at the FBI was yet one more logistical hurdle that President Trump had to overcome in his surprising and transformational win. Few remember, though, on this very radio show, we discussed at length the reports that surfaced in October of 2016. In reaction to the bizarre July 5th announcement by then FBI Director James Comey, FBI officials revealed that the members of the DOJ and FBI investigative teams that had worked the Hillary email case were, quote, angered and disgusted that the co-opted DOJ and FBI leadership ignored the very real analysis of evidence and decided against bringing criminal indictment against Hillary Clinton for the handling of top secret information. More than 100 FBI agents that worked that case and more than six DOJ attorneys prosecuting that case expressed their disgust, according to a source that spoke to this show. It was later revealed that Comey had been prepared to exonerate Clinton in February of that year, when he would not have even interviewed her until several months after. She was also granted a private interview instead of being asked to testify under oath. We discovered later that Team Hillary's operation paid for opposition research on Trump that included the hiring of disgraced British ex-spy, a law firm attached to Hillary, and a collection of accusations largely originating from, where? Russian sources. This dossier, mostly discredited upon its discovery, yet this partisan piece of opposition research for a campaign formed the basis for secretive surveillance on Trump campaign members and was continually extended. The other rationales for FISA warrants included sources that also trace back to Hillary Clinton, one of them being a significant donor to the foundation. Yet that disgraced ex-spy remained on the retainer by the FBI until the discovery of that dossier was in large measure useless. Why would the Obama administration have him there at all at that point? Enter the illicit relationship between agents Strzok and Page, and the fact that from before election night to well afterwards, it appears a coordinated effort to undo election results were thought to be, quote, a backstop mentioned by then Deputy Director McCabe. And you have the elements leading the investigation into all of what that will willfully leaked information, a crime in and of itself, to the press that slanted in a decidedly pro-Hillary and anti-Trump direction. Add into that mix Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, Dr. Susan Rice penning an imaginative, quote, record of President Obama, quote, instructing investigators to, quote, play it by the book, parenthetical thought here, something he wouldn't have to do if they were just doing their normal job. Comey penning what should be considered classified and protected notes of conversations he had with the sitting president, and then wholesale gives them to people outside of government who have no security clearances whatsoever. And then you had Director McCabe admitting to evidently employing a similar practice when he testified under oath. Add to the mix conflicting testimony from former Director Comey before Congress on back-to-back highly publicized visits. What the universe truly ignored is the fact that the Inspector General's investigation, and in large measure, that first investigation, had a much more devastating impact. Agents were fired, reassigned, otherwise dealt with just within the process of the investigation. The limited amount of what we saw from those efforts painted a picture of corruption at the highest levels, potentially Watergate comparable outcomes. McCabe's firing was directly linked to the IG's findings, and once revealed to the Justice Department's disciplinary powers, a concurrent recommendation was termination. That Comey, McCabe, and others have practiced an obvious double standard in the email case with Hillary Clinton, where 106 case agents, not agents in general of the departments, but case agents that worked that case, said that they believe an indictment should not only have occurred, but so should have a conviction. Simultaneously going to such extraordinary measures through the assistance of essentially Hillary's campaign operation to attempt to thwart the outcome of the election is one more reason why all of this is important. McCabe lied to the low-key inspector general while attempting to send General Michael Flynn to prison for lying to the same FBI. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is what Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Brennan, Clapper, Clinton, Obama, Rice, all seem especially gifted at. In some respects, Mueller never asked to be in the position that he eventually found himself in. There was a conclusion in the election of 2016. It involved Russians, a British ex-spy, law firms, FBI agents, DOJ attorneys, an FBI director that prejudged evidence, an attorney general that had an unethical meeting with the spouse of a target, FISA warrants obtained on faulty information that stemmed from political sources funded by the opposition party, a deputy director whose wife received monetary support in an election, an FBI director who lied to Congress, an FBI deputy director who lied to the Justice Department's inspector general, loads of classified materials that were mishandled, and criminally passed to those without clearances, and partisan hacks spearheading inquiries aiming for political outcomes. Former high-ranking FBI officials fired. For the sake of justice, above all else, I hope it brings clarity to a story our modern media landscape had up to this point refused to acknowledge. Now that Attorney General Barr is there, highly invested in keeping as little convolution into the mix as possible. Maybe we'll get to the end of it. But friend, everything I've read to you in the last few minutes, I wrote in March of 2018. We will learn within a matter of days through the declassification and Barr's investigation just how on target I might or might not have been. I'm willing to roll the dice.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's take a closer look at the Jersey Getaway ride on this Friday evening before Memorial Day. Southbound side of the parkway, delay start at the Essex Toll Plaza and take us all the way down to 140. Then it shakes loose a little bit. We'll just call it pockets of volume down to 132. Then from 132 down to 129, it's heavy. Up and over the Driscoll Bridge, a little sluggish, but once you're through the Raritan Tolls, it's actually not bad. Right on down towards exit 114, then just pockets of volume to 109. When you hit 105, that's where it gets really bad still. All the way down through Tom River. Now 9, 18, 35, all better options for you. Turnpike is awful, southbound on both spurs, top to bottom. Looks like the car and truck lanes are still pretty relentless, heading down towards exit 12, but south of 12, you're okay. 78 some delays both ways from the parkway out towards the area of Route 24. Close to an hour delay now outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 on the citybound side, 20 minutes each way to Lincoln Tunnel, about 10 to 15 minutes inbound upstairs GW Bridge, about 5 to 10 downstairs. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Wednesday, May 29th at Lenny's Clam Bar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Connolly's Corner. 71-17 Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens on Thursday, May 30th at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. and at the Adria. 221-17 Northern Boulevard in Bayside, Queens on Friday, May 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, that being so condensed and so natural, and is amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. After I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
For over a year, people have asked me to declassify
So what I've done is I've declassified everything. He can look. And I hope he looks at the UK. And I hope he looks at Australia. And I hope he looks at Ukraine. I hope he looks at everything.
Well, it'll be interesting to see just exactly what Mr. Barr will be able to look at, because the president has instructed, I believe, every department under the executive branch authority to cooperate fully with the Attorney General and the Department of Justice. And friends, it is really, really far beyond time to do this. You heard my monologue. Those things that I penned there were from a year ago last March, March of 2018, when I said those things needed to be looked into. And so here we are, finally, another year later, and the declassification has happened, and now Attorney General Barr, kind of with all restraints off of him, no handcuffs. Kayleigh McEnany is here. Not only is she a member of the Trump 2020 team, working very hard to help tell the president's message to the masses, but also happens to be a Harvard-educated lawyer and someone with great media experience and kind of insight on how all these things work. Kayleigh, happy Memorial Day Friday to you. Glad you're back with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Kevin, as always.
I know that you'll take some time out on Monday to remember those who have given their final measure of devotion, finest full measure of devotion. But talk to me a little bit about how important it is for this investigation to really be conducted thoroughly so that we don't end up living in a country that doesn't look like the one that we think we're celebrating on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will be thinking of all the service men and women lost on the battlefield. They're the reason we're here. They're the reason we're able to have this conversation. But yeah, it's absolutely critical that we get to the bottom of why our departments, our intelligence departments, dying communities were used to spy on the Trump campaign via three ways: human sources, unmasking, and wiretapping. I mean, this is extraordinary when you think about it. I was just on CNN last night, and they could not grasp, Cuomo could not grasp, why this is such an important investigation to do, why we must investigate this quite as thoroughly as we did the Russia hoax, which was always a hoax. It's a terrifying day in our country when an intelligence community can be weaponized against a political party. And I can tell you, if the tables were turned and this was done to President Obama, you know as well as I do that the left would be up in arms.
There's no question about it. And there would probably be scorched earth following right behind. And you know what's interesting, Kayleigh, is that the seriousness with which I believe Barr's investigation will lead into is really going to make what Nancy Pelosi tried to pull this week by way of her stunt, and even the committee chairman in the House look rather silly. I mean, you're talking about Adam Schiff coming out today claiming that this authorization by the president to declassify materials is in some way a part of a massive cover up. Now, Kayleigh, I'm no Harvard law grad, so I'll concede to you on what the technicalities may be here. But that doesn't sound normal to me. It seems like if we are declassifying things and making them more transparent, cover up by definition can't happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's totally laughable. The idea that transparency means the cover up. It's also laughable that I was just told last night by the folks over at CNN that they can't wait for the FISA memo to be declassified because there's no there. It's as if no one's been paying attention, Adam Schiff or any of his fellow Democrats, to the fact that a dossier funded by the Democratic Party was used as the main source to spy on the Trump campaign. And that was said not by me, not by a conservative, but by Andy McCabe, the number two in Obama's FBI.
Right.
So it's not a cover-up. They're the ones engaging in a cover-up right now of one of the greatest, I think, scandals in political history.
Well, and what's interesting, if you connect the dots, Kayleigh, I think that we're actually going to find out that the bad behavior by that set of brass at DOJ and FBI predated even the Trump scandal. I'm thoroughly convinced that that meeting that they had with Obama 2 or 3 days before the election in 2016, where they basically fessed up to saying, hey, you know, we've kind of been short-circuiting the FISA process for the last few years, but we thought you should know about this before the election. I think that there's going to be some degree of discovery of this. And I think that when it does, people are going to have to think long and hard about the claims that every Democrat has made in relationship to talking so tough stuff about the president and how he didn't cooperate and how he was hiding stuff this whole time. And in reality, their party has been spying on not just the president, but maybe their political enemies for up to 5 or 6 years now.
Absolutely. We know that James Rosen was targeted. Of course, the former reporter at Fox News is now at Sinclair. These things were happening. We know that unmasking by Samantha Powers and others in the administration was happening at an extraordinary rate, far faster than what we've seen it in the routine course of using unmasking to reveal someone's identity. And conveniently, they unmasked the identity of Trump campaign officials. So, you know, they say it's all routine. They say they care about civil liberties. But the facts say the exact opposite, that there is a massive scandal here, and we must get to the bottom of it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, do we know anything about what kind of timeline Bill Barr is working with and how quickly some of this stuff may begin to work its way to the public?
We don't. We don't know that. What we do know is that IG report is due pretty much any day now. Then you have the John Huber investigation into this, and now the third a career prosecutor looking into it as appointed by Barr. So we don't know about the timeline, but we do know that now you do have these three ongoing investigations that hopefully will get to the bottom of it.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see how loud they continue to bark once these reports start getting made public, because I just have this feeling, Kaylee, that there's going to be some pretty massive egg on face. Anyway, let's talk about one other thing that happened this week that I haven't had a chance to discuss real quickly, and just give me your thoughts on this. But the Democrats are holding up USMCA, and yet our farmers desperately need it. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. USMCA, if you care about the farmers, you want to pass this because it opens up dairy markets, beef markets, egg markets to farmers across the nation. It's so key to relieving some of their pain. But of course, Democrats are playing politics with it, won't pass it despite it having the most fervent and strict labor provisions of any trade deal in history. So this is a no-brainer. Even some unions are on board, but the Democrats notably are not.
Oh, that's bad for them, but maybe good for America if it changes out the House in 2020. Kaylee McEnany, have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have 71 degrees. We have generally sunny skies on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is reportedly settling for big bucks, but that doesn't mean he's off the hook on criminal charges. Sara Lee Kessler has more.
Harvey Weinstein has agreed to pay out $44 million to settle sexual misconduct claims, $30 million to his accusers, lawyers, and creditors, and another $14 million to cover legal fees by board members at his movie company accused of covering up Weinstein's bad behavior. But he'll still face trial in New York in September on charges he raped one woman and performed a forcible sex act on another. Sara Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City's expanding on its school zone speed cameras program following the passing of a state law. James Flippin has more.
Governor Cuomo signed off on the law, meaning speed cameras could be turned back on after last summer when the law allowing their installation expired. Mayor de Blasio says all they wanted was the ability to protect kids.
So New York City will be quintupling our school speed camera program, quintupling it five times more.
And the speed cams will be on more days and for twice as long.
Not only school days, but school vacation days, summer weekdays, and evenings until 10 p.m.
Installation should be done by this time next year. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees take on the Royals. In Kansas City, the Mets host the Tigers. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, 50 to 60 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 on the city-bound side. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes each way. GW Bridge, that is a good ride. Here is that all-important Memorial Day weekend forecast. In case you haven't heard, it's going to be nice. We deserve it, don't we? Mostly clear skies tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, the coolest of the bunch, sunny skies, high 73. Nice and warm for Sunday, high of 81 in the afternoon. Then sunny for Monday, high of 80. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
What happens to the Hollywood stars of yesteryear? Well, that's the question we answer on an unusual edition of Champions of Justice this weekend. Tom Girardi and Jim O'Callaghan talk with Bob Beecher and Nancy Biederman about Hollywood's efforts to save the storied retirement home for aging stars. It's quite a story. Wait till you hear the names of the home's former and current residents. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970. The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, the more I sit here and think about this, the more it really hits me. Pelosi talking about the president engaged in a direct cover-up. Why did she throw that bomb without any evidence? And why hasn't anybody come to her aid to try to say that, in fact, that was in fact the case? See, this is really starting to get interesting. Something Kaylee said just then that just got me thinking on it longer. All of these committee chairmen, why have they been fighting like it's life or death? They're going to lose the election badly. Because what all of this is going to point to, and if you missed any of my opening monologue, you got to go back. I wrote it all in a March 2018 column. The Coming Collusion Bloodbath was the name of it. And I didn't talk about stupid Rush Trump Tower, you know, adoption, building a thing in Moscow, stupid stuff. There is so much documentable. And friends, when I wrote the column, all I wrote about for in terms of sources, I had a couple of sources that I was able to talk to off the record. But everything else that's in there is documented from headlines, from news reports. And the idea that this all is just going to get swept under the rug and nobody's going to remember and then they're just going to hate Trump into the 2020 cycle over my dead body. This is not going to stand. And now that he's taken the handcuffs off Attorney General Barr, and not just that, a lot of people don't realize this, but Sarah Carter pointed it out on Fox News deftly. He didn't just tell DOJ and FBI to cooperate with the Attorney General's office, which those both report to him. If he can't get cooperation from them, then he's got bigger problems. But he instructed every other major branch of cabinet under the executive branch umbrella to make all notes possible and to do everything possible to be cooperative and to do everything in terms of turning things over. And this is going to be the funny part, because what they're going to say is, well, you know, this is all he's just contributing to his cover up. This is what Adam Schiff's already tried to say. Well, he's just trying to cover this, just distract and cover up with this. Now, he turned over 1.4 million documents. So you want to demonstrate how you're so much better than him? You turn over 1.4 million documents. In fact, I'll let all of the House committees and the cabinet secretaries, all of them combined. You guys turn over everything. Let's see if it adds up to 1.4 million documents. There are some people going down, and they're going down soon. Maybe not soon enough for some, but I think it's legitimate. And it's going to be interesting to see how they counter this. They're going to still scream impeachment? Because if one third of any of this turns out to be actually substantially true, and I know that they're going to be up against a media that's going to run against it, run afoul to it, about 9-1. But I promise you, at this microphone, we will tell you the truth. I promise you, in the pages of townhall.com where I write my column, we will tell the truth. You get a copy of this podcast and send it to every one of your doubting left of center Democrat friends, particularly if they live in the Rust Belt. The story is not Trump doing anything with Russia. He had practically no contact with them. Meanwhile, the Clinton campaign had nonstop contact with them for a long time through the foundation. And what's interesting is you've got another Inspector General's report coming up that took a look just at the origins. You've got the U.S. District Attorney out of Connecticut that has now been empowered to pursue criminal referrals that come out of Lindsey Graham's Judiciary Committee in the Senate. And he has subpoena power. He can go much further than the Inspector General can. And now you've got AG Barr totally handcuff free. Open up all the files, take a look at everything, and as much as possible, make it public. By the way, this is what I asked for when I said make the Mueller report public. I wanted all the underlying documents. Thank you, President Trump, for finally making it happen. Coming back.
Larry Elder explains the two faces of the Democratic Party.
Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi does not hate President Trump.
Joe Biden does not hate President Trump.
They say they do. They act like they do. You can simultaneously call the Republican Party racist and then call one of its leaders a decent guy. It doesn't make any sense unless it's BS when you're calling them racist. And that's the answer is.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you used my offer of getting 20% off all Durasan products by contacting Durasan and getting Durasan into your hands? It's been so cool to have Durasan handy wipes in my pocket anywhere I go. I got clean hands. I want to eat lunch in the middle of the day. I haven't been near a sanitary place to wash my hands. I got the Durasan thing right there. There's no alcohol in it, so it doesn't sting. And there's none of that kind of drying out of your skin, because it actually not only protects and helps sanitize and has the antibacterial goodness there, but it also moisturizes your hands. So you're doing all kinds of good stuff for your skin when you use the Durasan. But, you know, that's just one product. They've got bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays. They've got the antimicrobial hand soap that we use here at the station. And they even make a mosquito spray that protects from things like Zika and other viruses that you may be exposed to this summer. I'm telling you, you're going to love Durasan. That's why I begged them, pleaded with them, please, please, let them take 20% off if they mention Kevin McCullough Radio when they call. 844-387-4726. Or go online and see the whole family of products. Durasan.com. Durasan.com. That's Durasan.com. Or 844-387-4726. That's 844-387-4726. Or 844-Durasan.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say use it all.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think what happened, he says it's because of cover-up, and I know that that strikes a chord with him, and he's afraid of cover-up. But afraid of being accused of cover-up.
Well, which is it, Nancy? Is he afraid of cover-up or is he afraid of being accused of cover-up? And man, if I hadn't covered anything up, wouldn't I be a little ticked that you were running around saying that I had? I don't know. Just pondering questions on a Friday afternoon. Governor Mike Huckabee is back with us, and he's got a big, big weekend ahead. Because a birdie told me, Governor, that it is you and Lady Huckabee's 45th anniversary of sacred matrimony.
Yep. How about that? 45 years. We married when we were 12.
I was about to say, which I can believe looking at you, but Lady Huckabee, she still looks like she's 30. So how do you make that? The genes,
you know,
huh?
We married when we were 12, but a lot of people thought that, that's kind of putting it off for people from Arkansas, but we did. And anyway, it is hard to believe.
45 years.
But, what a celebration.
So if I was to ask you, on this going into the holiday weekend, what's the one tip, one trick, one hack that you can give every young married person today at making it work for 45 years? What's the number one thing that Governor Mike Huckabee would say?
I would say travel a lot and be gone. That's really helpful because that way 45 years seems only like 15. And that way she doesn't get so tired of you. How's that one?
That wasn't what I expected, but there's some truth in that, Kevin. Yeah,
there's
I guess so. Now I wonder if she has the same tip. If I was to ask her, see, that would be the opposite end of that question. Anyway, well, Governor, in all seriousness, congratulations. Very few people make it that far.
Thank you.
And I think that's a special thing. Let's talk a little bit about, let me stay on that for a second. So yesterday, the New York Times was kind of verklempt to explain that the happiest women in America are married, religious, conservative women. And the only thing you needed to know to know that the survey they were reporting on actually ended up being true is to read the comment section on Twitter underneath the New York Times post, because the filthy, foul response from mostly embittered atheist, single, sex outside of marriage having women was pretty vitriolic. But Governor, it's kind of been that way from the beginning of time. You're in a good marriage, women tend to be happier.
Well, there's several just very practical reasons. Number one, people in a monogamous relationship are faithful to each other, and therefore there's a greater level of trust. There's a greater level of personal security. There's a sense of taking away the anxiety of always looking over one shoulder to say, you know, who is my partner really interested in other than me? It's also true that it gives both people in that couple a sense of purpose and security, but also a sense of direction. They recognize that splitting up and divorcing is not an option for dealing with problems. They know they're going to have them, but they also know that they've got to work through them rather than to run away from them. That makes people stronger and better. And over a period of time, people find that love is not a feeling that we have for each other. Love is a decision that we make to act in a particular way toward a person that is in their best interest rather than my own personal best interest. That just breeds a secure relationship. So, of course, both partners in that environment are happier, more secure, more stable, more contented. It shouldn't be a big shock, and yet to some people it is a shock.
Let's talk about what was Nancy's play this week in saying that the president is, that she believes he's involved directly in a cover-up?
Well, it was a very unusually foolish play on her part, because she was accusing the president of the United States of having committed a crime without any evidence, without any even allegation of evidence, without any prima facie case, just throwing it out there as if that was going to be okay. And as if he was going to be stupid enough to sit down and have some meeting with her about meaningful legislation after just being called a criminal. And I thought the way it came out was just, first of all, it made her look like a doofus. And it revealed what we like about Trump. He is a guy that is willing to stand up and fight for himself.
Right.
He is so unlike so many of the people in the Republican Party who at the throw of a first punch just lay on the ground and take a pummeling. And he stands up and says, no, I'm not taking that. And he wasn't angry, but he did say, I think this meeting is over until you guys are serious about doing legislation rather than just trying to play a junior prosecutor.
Governor, it's the real people of the country are saying enough is enough. You haven't done any legislation. And I think that the Republicans are in pretty good shape to take back Congress come 2020.
Well, especially if Pelosi continues on this track, which she's doing because she's trying to appease the people in her party and in her house on the far left. She's not going to be able to because they're an all or nothing kind of crowd.
Yeah.
Which makes it a very dicey position for her. The good news for us is the Democrats are so overplaying their hand, and they are doing things that make them look stupid. They pretend that really nothing significant is going on at the border, that our cities are perfectly fine, and that it is okay to do what they're doing in King County, in Seattle, where they're telling federal officials, you can't even come on the property anymore because you're going to enforce immigration law. At the same time, they pretend they want to take care of things like DACA and infrastructure, and they're really interested in national security and the debt. Everybody looks at what they're spending all their time on, and they realize they're not spending any time on any of these projects. They're bringing fried chicken pockets to the committee hearings and making fools of themselves. And as a result, nobody takes them seriously as wanting to govern. So we've got a choice. We can elect some people that actually would like to solve some problems, but you can't do that as long as Pelosi's the speaker.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. Okay, real quickly, Gov, what's on the big Memorial Day weekend edition of Huckabee Today?
Great show. Matt Staver's going to be with us. He'll talk about the dangers of House Bill 5, what it would really do to the religious liberty in this country. And then just for the fun of it, and I mean for the fun of it, we've got a great segment with the cast of Dukes of Hazzard. We even brought the General Lee to the studio, and I'm telling you, we have Catherine Bach, Tom Wilpat, Ben Cooter Jones, and it's a show worth watching. And Waylon Jennings' grandson, Way, who is a spitting image of his grandfather, is there to sing the song Good Old Boys.
Just the good old boys. Well, you know, I wasn't allowed to watch Dukes of Hazzard for two reasons when I was a kid. One, because in my fundamentalist Baptist home, it was all about how these guys were getting away with breaking the law, which was bad for a Christian kid. And that was the second reason, really. I think reason number one was my mom got a sight of Daisy Dukes once, and she's like, nope.
Yeah.
And I said, ah, man, Mom, why did you have to just walk in at that moment for? Anyway, that's, all right, Gov.
I'm telling you, it's fun. You'll enjoy it. You'll make up for lost time getting to watch it.
There we go. And happy anniversary, most of all.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Final thought. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
All the years I spent with junky vitamins, it did nothing. And these vitamins are just like the best in the whole world. I don't take anything else other than them. When I first started, I was just very, like, always fatigued and tired. Within 2 days, I felt like a new person. I felt like I was in a different body. I listen all the time on the radio when I'm in the car with commercials about Balance of Nature, and it's really true. Everything really, really works. So I am sold.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hope that you have a really blessed Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the beautiful weather. It looks like it's going to be stunning tomorrow. How perfect is this in the tri-state? 75 degrees for the high. Not a cloud in the sky. That's going to be, and you know, don't ask my lovely bride. She will vehemently affirm that this is long overdue. Long overdue. Most of May was spent in a rain cloud, and, you know, unless you're a big fan of Mary Poppins or Winnie the Pooh, that's not exactly all that much fun. Hey, I had the chance today to spend time with 1,300 very influential people in New York City. In fact, maybe the 1,300 most influential people. pastors from across the tri-state gathered in one spot. These are guys that are in the trenches, working in neighborhoods, running feeding programs, running neighborhood watch programs, running neighborhood tutoring programs, and then, oh, by the way, also pastoring their churches on Sundays. And I want to say thank you to everybody that came. It was an eye-opening, enjoyable, convicting time to be there with one another. Big thanks to Balance of Nature, by the way, who helped sponsor it. And Dr. Howard was there. It was good to see him. And big thanks to Dr. Tony Evans, who, if you know anything about the evangelical world, you know he's one of the most significant African-American pastors in American history. And what he had to say today was really amazing, because he talked about how pastors, if they don't speak the truth from the pulpits, the nation will lose the culture. And there's a couple of examples of that. One of which is when Andrew Cuomo signs infanticide laws into effect and the state assembly stands up and applauds with a standing ovation, and then they light up the Freedom Tower pink to celebrate it. That's some pretty sick stuff. I'd say that's a culture that's pretty lost. But Nancy Pelosi tried to outdo him last night, because for the 50th time, Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats were able to successfully refuse a vote on a bill that would declare allowing a baby to die after being born alive a crime. In other words, they voted in favor of infanticide, a literal vote to allow that to happen without criminal penalty, to kill our children, to kill the most vulnerable, to kill the most innocent. Friends, this is the satanic work of the current Democratic Party. And it's time to step up. See you Monday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.